Car Serum will begin in a moment. This is Car Serum.
Could someone else please take this just for a second?
No. We're almost to the banker.
Right. Keep it up, Linus. You're doing a great job. Carrying things nobody else wants to carry is a very important skill.
Wish someone had taught you how to do that.
I'm trying to toughen this one up for you. I'm not the one responsible for him.
You're barely responsible for yourself.
It's just that I've been carrying it for days now, and my shoulders are... What's the... Oh, that's blood!
See? That right there's the benefit of having so many different hands in the sack. It's impossible to know whose blood it is.
Ugh, you are such an ass.
And you need to get used to seeing blood without throwing up. You're lucky no other crew saw you.
I just mean, what kind of crew is this that I have
the to... The kind you don't belong to yet.
Oh, you're having second thoughts on sponsorship, Anne?
You're an ass too, Hal.
Say that again.
Don't look at me. You're on your own.
Say it again. You're an ass. Well, at least you're learning to follow directions.
Linus, you're going to have to keep holding the sack of hands until you're cured of your aversion.
It's fine. I'm okay with holding the bag. Really.
No, you're not. You are so clearly not.
Hey, Linus, what's that on your leg? No!
It's fine. It's just blood. No big deal.
You know, you've been so brave, Linus. I really think I've come to fancy you.
Oh, that's really sweet. You know, I really get...
That feel good.
That's not your hand. Oh, man! That is disgusting!
Your face. I got you.
I'm actually a little relieved. I was worried when your hand was so cold and hairy.
This is the life we've chosen, Linus. Defending the realm can test a man. There's another hand on your foot.
Look, I realize the blood and body parts make me uneasy.
Melanie!
How'd the new guy do?
He's shit.
We're all alive and the world is a safer place. I'd say he was adequate.
What you got for me, bag boy?
Linus.
Don't care. I'll just forget it. What you got in the bag for me?
Well, no! Oh, shit. I'm sorry about the blood. Let me just get the... Is this making things worse? This is making things worse, isn't it?
What happened to you? Did you fall on your head as a child?
He's still learning the ropes. Here are the town forms as well.
Ha! Your paperwork! It's my favorite. Always so thorough. Yep, looks like we're all set. And where are your completed orders?
Here. I got it right here.
Here we are. And, go ahead and take back your sponsor ring.
Well, I guess that's the end of that.
Sorry, Vorloff, but better his hand than your own.
Wait! That's it?
What, you think we held a burial ceremony for appendages?
Well, that's actually not a terrible idea. We could make little tiny coffins and little wreaths next to them and have little tiny mourners there.
Wait! I want to be a part of this. All the way.
What?
I fought with you all. I defended you, and I want to be able to do more. I'm ready.
Someone thinks they're tough now, eh?
Shut up, you Bobolin.
Vorloff?
That is up to your sponsor.
Anne, you saw me fight.
You saw what we did to Vorloff's initiate when he didn't follow the code, right?
Yes.
Well, that's one-tenth of what I would do to you.
The code is why I want to do this.
What, you think I'm going to help you? I don't even know your name.
I'll do it.
Anne, thank you.
Are you sure you want to do this, Anne?
He rode with us, he carried the bag, and he knows the risk without the reward. We've lost worse prospects recently, and he is eager.
You know my rule.
I do. And you won't have to worry. I'd kill him myself.
What are you talking about?
Well, that means we have to decide which way we want to initiate him. The trench or the tower?
I say the trench. Let him earn it.
The tower.
My, you do have a lot of faith in him, don't you?
I want to find out if he has faith in us.
Tower it is. Mel.
Vows to the tower!
Yeah! All right, then. Follow me.
Did you pick the tower because it plays to my strengths?
No, no, shut up. Hal, give me the bag that all the hands were in.
Here.
What?
I'd close my mouth if I were you.
No, don't!
See you on the other side, Linus! If you make it!
How far are we going?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get in.
Hello? Where are we? Anyone?
This is the tower.
What was that?
The bag is now locked and the key is in your pocket. Do not remove the bag under any circumstances until you are told.
This is where I find out if I made a mistake or not.
Now, you. I never did get your name.
Linus.
Don't!
Oak! I'm sorry. Is that part of my initiation?
Initiation?
This is a test. This is for me, not you.
Becoming a vigil means protecting the land and its people. It means standing for order and peace. It means trusting that your fellow vigils are here for you as much as you are here for them. It means...
Walk forward!
But I can't see!
Walk forward!
Is this a ladder? What do I do now?
And above you is a window! Ascend the ladder so you may open the gated window above to free the crows from their confinement and free your vigil brothers and sisters from this deafening clamor! Go! Come on, for land's sake! Don't you have ears?
I've got to fall!
Then fall already so I can go home!
Piss off! Where's the window? I can't feel it!
The window is 6 feet above you!
But I'm out of ladder!
Linus, reach!
I can't see! I can't reach it, I'm sorry!
Very well! And you have wasted the council's time! Give me your right hand!
What? No! That wasn't
your
part of the
hand.
Test!
No, wait! I can go higher!
In the name of the vigils! You will remember the time you put your faith into the wrong hand!
Linus!
I'm trying! Got it! I've got the lens! The ladder! It fell!
The window!
can't get down. I can't move. If I let go of the window, I'll fall. What? Who's that?
It's me. We need to escape out the window.
What? What happened?
We need to jump. Go!
We'll never survive. We'll fall to our deaths.
Linus, trust me.
Hell.
Wait,
who are you? Let me go!
Oh, hold still.
Wait, I know what that
means. Oh, look, a dead man.
Welcome to your new life.
Where's Anne?
I told you to trust me.
When did you then? But how?
Faith in your sponsor. That's how.
Linus, do you vow to uphold the code of the vigils, to protect the land from darkness of magic, and dedicate yourself to eradicating it in all its forms?
And under penalty of having to deal with me.
And me.
And me.
And me!
You bet I do!
Here, catch.
Hey now, put on the ring. It's your credential. And don't ever make me take it back from you.
Now stands before you, Linus, the vigil, for vow and code.
For vow and code!
But I must admit, you did well.
I'm just glad you didn't try to swan dive out that window.
Do you think Mel likes me? I think by the end she was starting to like me.
No, absolutely.
Really?
Don't be stupid. Mel's a stone-cold bureaucrat. She doesn't care about anything except, I don't know, efficiency or documents or something. Maybe don't listen to Hal as much when we're out on our next assignment.
What is our next assignment?
There isn't one.
Ah, no, really?
Your horse is ready, sir.
So, why? What are we doing if there isn't an assignment? Did I just do all of that for nothing? Vorloff? Where are we going?
Recruiting. Follow me.
What does that mean?
Oh, hello. How'd you
sleep? We were supposed to take turns. Why didn't you wake me up?
Oh, I realized we were fine and figured why not let both of us sleep.
Oh, you just decided that.
Okay, so I fell asleep.
You left us defenseless!
Look, everything's fine. It's morning. We're fine. I mean, sure, a fire went out and that's less than ideal, but really... No, I'm done.
But where's Kevin? He hasn't come back yet.
No, he hasn't.
Doesn't that concern you?
There's a great many things in this world that you know nothing about.
What are you doing?
Don't know what this is, do you?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
It's Grau. An ancient practice of synchronizing the physical and spiritual. You know how sometimes your body aches after a battle?
Sure.
It's because your physical self and your spiritual self are misaligned.
Or, you know, because I got hit with stuff while vigils were trying to kill me.
A wise 190-year-old monk taught me this. Have you ever met anybody that's lived that long?
No, I have not.
That's right. You haven't.
Well, that guy... Gary, maybe.
This isn't just some crazy belief. This is just how our bodies work. I used to be 4 inches shorter before I started practicing this every morning.
Really? It actually made you taller.
Look, if I'm truly chosen, don't I owe it to the world to take care of myself? Can you hand me some of that moss? I need to massage it into my temples.
You have got to be kidding.
Nope.
so I think it's great that you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
But when you're done, we really need to go find Kevin and Karis.
No.
What? Isten, we have to. We can't just leave them out there. What if they're in trouble?
Don't let the slow, methodical movements realigning my spiritual self fool you. We are on a very tight timeline.
Timeline? What timeline?
Look, they'll meet us at the next town. Karis will figure it out. He's a bright guy.
Really?
Well, I mean, he can follow instructions.
What instructions?
Nothing. Look, I'm confident that we'll catch up with them in Donwallow.
Donwallow? Why Donwallow?
Because it's where we're headed. They'll be there.
If you're going to be leading us, you have to tell me why we're doing what we're doing.
I told you we were on a quest and you agreed to join. You knew what we were...
Wait, listen.
...signing up for. You agreed to follow me and let me handle these sorts of decisions.
Listen,
Aura, Patrice. I am the chosen one, he who is prophesied. And I'm telling you...
Spirit! Where's Kevin?
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Oh, I think it might be glowing a little.
Stop! Don't open that!
There it goes. Now it's moving. Oh, it has wings.
Whoa! Spirit! Spirit! Stop! 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 Spirit!
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.